Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, Being For, Being Against. And her scripture is from the Gospel of Mark.
John said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow us. Jesus replies, Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Haven't we been taught right from the time we were children that some people are our people and others are not? Maybe it hasn't been said in words, but doesn't this perception exist in the well-accepted suspicions of those who are different? Those who follow other religions, for example, other political parties, those who, in one way or another, don't belong with us, don't look like us because they are of other races. Haven't our churches trained us to believe that God is for us and that we are the only ones who possess the truth and therefore that others do not? Doesn't this belief about for and against translate over time into those we are for and primarily those we are against? It's comforting, isn't it, to belong, to be tribal. Think of how apparently easy it is for our president to convince his base that terrible atrocities are assaulting our southern border. Why? Because those people traveling in caravans, the people coming from other countries, are not us. And if they are not us, they are not for us. Therefore, in Trump's belief, they are against us and are coming to attack us. Jesus didn't say, those who are not for us are against us. Jesus said, those who are not against us are for us. He never wanted us to be tribal, to circle the wagons and build the walls, to keep us in and others out. Following Jesus means opening our minds, our hearts, and our histories to accept all. Do I mean open borders? No, I don't. What I mean is that the attitude of human welcome, which has been the lodestar of our country since its founding, must be given the right to exist unless there is a proven reason to deny it. What is the story of America, if not of a land whose greatness was born and grew because of the spirit expressed by the Statue of Liberty and the song, Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor? What is the story of Jesus, if not of faith in the Son of Man who gave his life for all, inclusive love? Jesus' statement, for whoever are not against us, are with us or are for us, refers from the scripture passage to someone who was recognized by John as not belonging to the special friends of Jesus, but who nevertheless cast out demons. And supporting this person's mighty deed, didn't Jesus welcome him into friendship? There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. And don't Jesus' words show us the need to heal the destructive wound of exclusion by which we refuse to recognize as belonging those who are different? Exclusion, which is sometimes known as racism or bigotry or class consciousness or prejudice or white supremacy. How is this healing to take place? Person by person, day by day, until the kingdom comes, Was Jesus aware of our 21st century to drive out our own demons by opening our hearts to love? In other words, can we apply the ancient words of Scripture to today's realities? If not, why do we read it?